Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tom Pachyoruk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting third. The second baseman, Davey Lopez. Batting fourth. The DH, Jeff Burrows. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Almon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tony Phillips. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dan Meyer. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Luis Quiñones. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Warren. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Fisk fields it and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to second. One out. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kittle. Lopez reaches second base with a double. Henderson scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lopez moves to third. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Pachyoruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyoruk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle strikes out. Heath drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Kittle out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer takes first base on ball four. Luis Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher takes first base on ball four. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fletcher. The throw from Heath and he is out, Phillips applying the tag. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns fires to first and has Henderson trapped. There's the throw to Fletcher who tags Henderson for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lopez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kittle. Lopez reaches second base with a double. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-1 in the game. Burrows hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Quiñones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-1 in the game. Almon hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Luzinski hits a fly ball into right field. Quiñones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 1 in the game. Paciorek takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Warren fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Luis Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 0 for 1 in the game. Quiñones strikes out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Law throws the ball into Hewlett, who tags Peters trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Quiñones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 2 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Heath reaches second base with a double. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 2 in the game. Almon is walked intentionally. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. Luzinski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 0-for-2 in the game. Quiñones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Davis now playing right field. Tony Phillips now playing second base. Donnie Hill now playing shortstop. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Paciorek hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires pinch hits for Aurelio Rodriguez. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski now playing third base. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dibzinski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is hit by the pitch. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns fires to first and has Davis trapped. There's the throw to Fletcher, who tags Davis for the out. Two outs. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Burrows hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty McNeely pinch runs for Jeff Burrows. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Gross now playing third base. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Scott Fletcher. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Greg Walker pinch hits for Tim Hewlett. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-3 in the game. Law strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.